Well, I mean, first of all, this was for me the largest disaster I've ever seen with my own eyes. I mean, I've been working with CARE for about 8 years now, and I have been deployed to several places in this world, but I've never seen or experienced a disaster of such a scope and of such a tragedy of like people losing their family, people losing friends, and losing their livelihoods completely. So it was a very challenging situation for me personally, but obviously also for the people around me, the people I was working with, and mainly the people who've seen their island being destroyed. So while I was there, it's kind of like getting like the aid workers mode is you just focus on your work. So you work like 24 hours all around the clock. You try to get the relief started as quickly as possible. And there have been huge challenges with roads being blocked and with relief goods not being able to get in because the harbor was destroyed. So it is you're constantly under pressure and you don't think that much. But once you come back, and this is to your question of how I feel or how I reflect afterwards, is that once you calm down, you think about it and you think about all the memories you have and also the sometimes good moments you had when you see like how people are already starting to rebuild their lives. So it's a flood of memories I still have in my head, and it takes a while to sort through these memories. But I'm pretty sure that I will never forget these 2 weeks in the Philippines because they have been really, really intense.
And now I've heard it said that the people there have been very resilient. They are on a massive rebuilding campaign already. And you mentioned you've been with CARE for 8 years and you've seen other disasters and things. When we hear of or we see something of this scope, you know, a disaster, how long generally would you say it takes for someone who, quote unquote, has lost everything to rebuild life to some semblance of what we might call normal, at least normal for them? How long would it take? Does it take months, years, days, what?
Well, in general, you can reckon with a couple of years at least. Imagine if the house is completely destroyed. So you might be able in a few months to build up some sort of shelter where you could, or you have a roof over your head. But imagine you're a farmer and or you're like especially in Leyte or the area around Tacloban, a lot of the people were coconut farmers. So coconuts has been destroyed. Like when I was there, I haven't seen a single coconut tree standing. So this is the income of like whole families. So they could build up their, like they could build themselves a shelter. It will take years for them to build themselves a proper house again because they have no money, they have no income anymore. And it will take at least 2 or 3 years or even longer to have a coconut farm again until coconut trees are growing again until you're able to harvest the crops again. So this generally, and we as CARE, we plan for that. So normally our strategy is it takes 3 to 6 months to provide people with necessary emergency supplies. This is what we call the first phase of emergency relief. But then you go over to the recovery phase where you help people rebuilding their livelihoods, where you, for example, organize training so people could maybe learn a new handicraft or learn a new skill so they could maybe set up a different shop or do something they haven't done before because they had everything destroyed. Or we plan to give people cash so they could work, so they could buy themselves goods to set up stores again or to buy themselves the necessary items they need to get their farms running again. So this is something that really takes like years to have them get back to what you said, normal or their life before.